How are business owners in Michigan feeling about the economy? It's an important question. Those business owners are doing the hiring or not. The 2014 Chase Business Leaders Outlook has just been released, containing the views of some 3,500 leaders of small and mid-sized businesses across the nation. Here to give us the views of these business leaders is Jim Glassman, senior economist with J.P. Morgan Chase & Company. Good to have you with us, Jim.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So let's take the macro view first, the national level. How optimistic or how gloomy did you find that small and mid-sized business leaders are overall?
You know, we find that our business leaders in our survey are quite optimistic about the national economy. They're even more optimistic about their own company's performance. I think this is interesting because, you know, we know that the small business community, it's been very difficult for them with the economy going into the recession and coming back slowly. The fact that this community is becoming more optimistic. And by the way, this year's response is they are more optimistic this year than they were last year. It just confirms that the tide is rising and it's even touching folks who tend to see it later.
Yeah, looking at your data from like close to the ground here in Michigan, I see 32% of business owners are optimistic about the global economy. But then you get to the national, it goes to 58% and 68% about the local economy. I'm just wondering why you think it is so much lower for the global economic prospects.
You know, that's an interesting question. And this is what I find most intriguing about our survey. The things that business leaders know the most about their own business, they are most optimistic. When you ask them about what about the state economy, what about the national economy, what about the global, it gets less optimistic. And I think probably what's going on is your views about the global economy, not surprisingly, are shaped by what you hear on the airwaves. So what's been the news over the last couple of years about the global economy has been the crisis in Europe. Mm-hmm. Is Greece going to blow up? Now the Russians and the Ukraine crisis. I think the problem is, views about the global economy probably are influenced a lot by things that we hear rather than things that we actually know are going on.
And what are respondents worrying about? What do they feel threatens their business growth?
The principal uncertainty has always been, is my business going to be growing or not? Is the tide coming in or not? That's always the dominant concern. What they tell us, though, is they're still very challenged by regulations and by the healthcare landscape. But actually, interestingly, this year, our survey showed that they're becoming less concerned about that. Maybe it's because they've gotten a reprieve and the employer mandate's been pushed out a couple of years. Maybe it's because they understand the landscape better, they understand the rules better, and so they're working around that. But I think fundamentally, if they are optimistic about their own business, a lot of these other issues are going to be receding as a concern.
And what did you hear about hiring plans?
What the larger companies told us is that they're adding workers, they're planning to add workers. It's not too different a response than we saw a year ago. So the trends seem kind of steady in terms of adding employment. And by the way, that's consistent with some of the national numbers that we see from ADP, for example, and the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But what's also interesting to me is the larger companies in our survey say that they are planning to reduce the amount of part-time employment. Part-time employment has been a way for companies to adjust to the challenging environment. So an awful lot of Americans are working part-time jobs because they can't find a full-time job because work at their companies is slow. And so this is really telling because if companies, as they gain confidence, are willing to start extending those part-time jobs into full-time jobs, then that's a hidden source of improvement for the job market. And I think it's, you know, if this message that's coming from this survey is right, there's a lot more to the job market coming than just new jobs. It means that the character of the jobs, the quality of the jobs is also improving. And I think that's very promising.
So bottom line, do you hear from business leaders, have we shaken off the Great Recession or is it still a work in progress?
No, I think that's true. I think it's largely history. From a lot of different perspectives, it seems as though the excesses from the Great Recession, the crisis, are largely been addressed. And, you know, one way you see this, by the way, is if you compare the performance of the U.S. economy with all the other developed economies, the U.S. is powering out of this downturn much better than the Europeans, the Japanese. And I think increasingly people are feeling, to different degrees, that the problems are largely behind us. And that's why everybody is expecting to see a better performance this year, next year, and they're expecting to see slightly faster growth. Most of us economists are forecasting that, as is the Fed.
We've been talking about the 2014 Chase Business Leaders Outlook as we speak with Jim Glassman, senior economist with JPMorgan Chase & Company. Jim, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.